Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
And today we're talking about Monopoly.
Ooh.
Now, have you played Monopoly, Tiffany?
Of course. When I was younger, I would play Monopoly with all of my friends. What about you?
I used to play with my family. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm an adult and my family's in Canada, mm-hmm. I play with my friends. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question for you. Every time I play Monopoly with my friends...We kind of get in big fights.
Uh-oh.
Does that happen with you?
I think when I play with my little brother, I get into a fight with him because I always win.
Yeah.
And okay. My brother gets mad at me. But...
Well, Monopoly is the kind of game where you really just want to get all the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of fun trying to get all that money. And sometimes this can cause fights between people.Either way, it's still fun, and there's nothing wrong with a little competition in the end. All right, but let's talk about where Monopoly came from. Mm. It's got an interesting history that we're going to learn about today.
Reading. The Lost Message of Monopoly. In Monopoly, a player's goal is to buy as much valuable land as they can. This way, they can tax other players until their competitors go bankrupt. The winning player usually starts rolling in money while the other players lose everything. However, the original version of the game had a much different aim.The first Monopoly game was patented by American Elizabeth McGee in 1904. She called it the Landlord's Game, and it came with two sets of rules. Under the Prosperity set of rules, rent on undeveloped land went to the public treasury. This money provided players with free railroads and free college. What's more, players could only collect rent if they developed property on their land.The game was won when a player was able to double their finances. The second set of rules could be used to play the Monopolist version of the game. These rules are similar to the ones we know today. That's because these are the only rules game company Parker Brothers included when it bought McGee's patent and started producing the game.
Okay, so we're talking about Monopoly, this board game that everybody knows. You might not all love it, but everybody knows it. And so we're going to find out what the goal of the players is in Monopoly. So here in the article it says, in Monopoly, a player's goal is to buy as much valuable land as they can.Now, we saw the adjective valuable here. We're talking about valuable land. Something that's valuable is worth a lot of money. For example, the valuable painting was sold for US$450 million or $450 million US dollars in November 2017.
Ooh,
did you hear about that?
That's a lot of money. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
That painting is really valuable then.
Yes.
Very valuable. Don't lose it.
No.
All right. So it says, this way they can tax other players until their competitors go bankrupt.
Right.
So remember, Monopoly on the board, there's a lot of different land that you have to buy. Now, each land is worth different amounts of money.
Right.
And when people land on...Maybe a place that you bought, you can tax them.
Mm.
Okay? Let's first learn what tax means. Okay? We can learn what the noun version means first.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the money you pay to a government or to someone else. And what they do with the money is they build things for the public to use, such as schools or fire stations, police stations. And the money is basically used to help people.
Mm-hmm.
So when you tax someone as a verb, it means you make others pay money or you get money from them or you get taxed.From them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For example, we can say the president believes in taxing the rich to give to the poor.
Oh,
nice.
That doesn't happen very often. Okay, well, you want to tax your competitors. Now, a competitor is a noun, and it's a person that you're competing against. Compete is the verb. Competitor is the person you compete against. Now, in this case, a person who takes part in a game or a race of some kind is a competitor. And in this game, the competitor is the person you want to beat so that you can win the game. You want to take all that person's money. Here's another example. I will be running against 5 competitors in the race tomorrow.
All right, so the people who you're playing with are your competitors. You want to make them go bankrupt and not you. Now, when you're bankrupt, it just means that you run out of money and you do not have money anymore.
Right.
So if you really, really don't have a lot of money, like for example, you got paid and you spent all your money, you can say, I'm broke. I mean, when you're broke, it just means you're also bankrupt as well. You don't have a lot of money. So you can say, I'm broke. I don't have any money to watch a movie with you.
Right. Okay. So you're playing this game and you want people to land on your land because that means they have to pay you money and you want to collect all the money. Now, here's what happens. The article says the winning player usually starts rolling in money while the other players lose everything.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, it's fun to win. All right, we saw today's shortcut for you in that sentence. It's the phrase, be rolling in money. So let's take a quick break to learn what it means.
Shortcut for you.
Spare some change, miss?
Okay, I can give you some money.
$500 NT dollars, wow! You must be rolling in money.
And it smells like you must have rolled in something worse.
I did, actually. Anyway, if someone is rolling in money, or just rolling in it, then they have a lot of money.
Make it rain! Be rolling money means 非常富有，财源滚滚。
That's right. Well, thanks for helping a poor guy out.
It's no problem.
In fact, since you've been so generous, I'll tell you the truth.
Truth?
I'm really rolling in money myself. I just wanted to see if other people were kind. Since you've been so nice to me,I'll give you a job at my company for helping others.
Wow! Thank you.
Money, 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 money.
I love that feeling of money rolling in. You feel really rich in Monopoly sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a lot of places to tax people with. You feel really, really baller, we can say. All right, so let's continue reading. The article says, however, the original version of the game had a much different aim.
Okay,
so the game that we've been playing now, the Monopoly that we know now, was actually very, very different than when it first came out. Now, a version of something is basically a form of something, usually a product, and it's different than the original or the first one. For example, we all use smartphones now, right? Now, smartphones, they always tell us to update to the new version. That means that each version is different. That means it's either faster, it has new things that you can use, new features, or it makes your smartphone run better.
Okay, so I don't usually update to the newest version of my phone, but maybe there are other people out there who do that. I like my phones to last a long time. Okay, so we just learned that before the Monopoly we play today, there was a different version. Now, let's find out more about this original version of Monopoly. The article says the first Monopoly game was patented by American Elizabeth McGee in 1904. Now, we said that this game was patented patented by. That's a hard word to say.
Yeah.
Okay. The verb is patent, and when you patent an invention or an idea, you get a special document or paper that says only you have the right to sell this product or idea. So that means she said, she went to the government, she said, I've got this idea, I don't want anybody else to have it, and give me the paperwork that says this is mine. So that's what she did. She patented the game.
That's right. And then what she did was she called it the landlord's game. Mm-hmm. And it came with two sets of rules.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so originally it was not called Monopoly. It was called the landlord's game. Now, landlord is basically a person who maybe they have a piece of land, a house, or an apartment. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they can rent the place or the space for other people to use. Mm-hmm. And in return, people pay this landlord money to say, hey, I want to use your space. Can I borrow it for how many months or how many years?
Right. So I think we probably all, I mean, we have landlords.
That's
in
right.
Taipei. Every month I pay my landlord money because I live in the house that he owns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the landlord's game we saw had two sets of rules. Now let's learn about the first one here. It says, under the prosperity set of rules, rent on undeveloped land went to the public treasury. Now, quite a lot to look at in this sentence. So let's start with the noun prosperity. We call these rules the prosperity rules. Prosperity is a time when people have money and everything else that is needed to live a good, comfortable life. That means you have enough healthy food to eat, you have access to medicine, you have a comfortable, warm home to sleep in, all these sorts of things. Here's an example sentence. Right now, this country is experiencing prosperity thanks to its valuable exports.
All right, so a while ago, I mentioned something called rent.
Right.
Okay, so rent is actually a vocabulary word, and it's the money you pay to someone else for using their space. So like we mentioned, maybe you pay rent to your landlord because you're using the landlord or this person's house. So you're giving this person money to live in it. So you can pay rent to live in an apartment, which most people do in Taipei. You can pay rent to live in a house or even an office space as well.
Oh, you can rent a bicycle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, for example, we can say, how much do you pay in rent? This means how much money do you pay maybe per month or per week or per year to use that place or to stay at that place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have another sample sentence for you. It says, James pays a rent of NT$10,000 for his apartment.
Okay. So, that's a nice cheap apartment.
Yeah.
James, good job. All right. So, when people landed on property, this rent went into a public treasury, we saw. So let's learn about this noun, treasury. A treasury is the part of the government or an organization that deals with financial matters and money. Now, a public treasury would deal with money that was supposed to go to everyone in the public. So this would be money that would go to the money in public treasuries would go to schools, it would go to community programs, stuff like that.
Yeah, libraries and stuff like that. So, wow, it's a lot different than what I remember playing before, you know?
All right, so the money goes to everybody, not just one person. I like that.
Okay, and that's actually a little bit more fair, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so next it says, this money provided players with free railroads and free college.
Ooh.
Actually, it sounds like something that happened in real life, probably.
Huh? Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Not for a long time, I don't think. But
like, if you played the original version of Monopoly, you can get free railroads and free college and stuff like that. So we see a phrase here. You provide A with B. Okay, this phrase means just to give someone something else. So, for example, we could say the hotel provides the guests with bath towels and free Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay. So if I stay at this hotel, I get free bath towels and free Wi-Fi. Okay. Okay, so we saw that it provides free railroads and, here's a good one, college. Now, college is a noun, and it's a school you can study at after high school and get a degree. Now, some colleges teach technical skills that help you get specific jobs, like you could get a plumber's job or an electrician's job or a computer or web designer's job, something like that. But some colleges have more general degrees, similar to a university. Mm-hmm. Now, I think it depends where you live. In the UK and the US, this word is used quite differently. So in the US, it's more of a technical skill job. Okay, so an example sentence for college is, Andrea wants to study computer science at college next year.
All right, so the article then says, what's more, players could only collect rent if they develop property on their land. And what's more, it means here, it just means like also or in addition to. So there's more things that we have to learn about, or also there's other things that we have to do in the game.
Okay, so this other thing that she's talking about, so when you buy a piece of land, you don't just get to collect rent on it right away. You have to build a house or a hotel or something that people can use before people can pay you rent. So that's quite fair, too. Okay, so now we know how to play the landlord's game. But how do you win the landlord's game? Because
it's still a game. I'm going to win.
Yeah, it sounds like everybody's going to win, maybe. Okay, so the article says, the game was won when a player was able to double their finances.
Okay,
I get it. Okay, so this phrase, be able to do something, means you are, when you are able to do something, you are in a situation that allows you to do something, or you have enough knowledge or skill in something that you can do it easily. Here's a couple of example sentences. I'm not able to meet you tomorrow. I have to work. And Benny is just a baby. He's not able to walk yet. Okay, so we said that the person has to double the, one person has to double their finances. What does that mean?
All right, so finances is basically how much, the money you have and how you use it and how you earn it. So remember, we learned that in the original game, you also not only collect taxes when people land on your space, you have to build something. So this is included in your finances as well. So when you can double how much money you made or how much you earned, that's how you win the actual game.
So if you start with 10,000 NT, you win the game when you get to 20,000 NT.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So that's what we mean by double, to make it half, another half of what you already have. Okay. In the prosperity rules, everyone wins because the money gets shared. But what about the other set of rules? Let's find out about those here. The article says, the second set of rules could be used to play the monopolist version of the game. Now, I bet that word sounds familiar.
Monopolist.
Okay.
All right. So what is the rule of the monopolist game? It says these rules are similar to the ones we know today. So remember, the game can be played two different ways. It can be played one way and then this way now. And this is the one that we usually stick to these days. When something is or are similar to something else, this phrase means the same as something else, but not quite exactly. So,
so
for
it's
example,
a little bit different.
A little bit different, but it's kind of the same.
Right.
For example, this song is similar to that other song. Maybe they kind of sound the same, but just the little things have changed a little bit.
That can get some singers in trouble sometimes.
Exactly.
Okay, so we saw the monopolist rules, and obviously that sounds like the word monopoly. Okay, now there's a reason that we have these rules these days. And here it says, that's because these are the only rules game company Parker Brothers included when it bought McGee's patent and started producing the game. Okay, we had a grammar point we need to look at in that sentence. At the start, we used the words, that's because. Now, we can use that's because or that's why to explain why a previous subject did a certain action or why the previous subject is true. Now, when we use that's because or that's why, we have to follow it with a different subject and verb. So in the article, we're explaining why the rules, that's our previous subject, are like, that's our verb, today's game, because they're the only ones that Parker Brothers sold. Okay, so this is why we only have these rules, because this game company, Parker Brothers, they sell lots and lots of games, only produced these rules. They left those other rules behind. Now, they did this because they bought McGee's patent.
That's right. So we learned about patent as a verb.
Right.
It can be used as a noun as well. And a patent is basically a document or a piece of paper that says this person or this company can only make or sell a certain product. So the Parker brothers are actually very smart. They bought the patent, so now they're able to use Miss McGee's wonderful game. So, for example, if you invent a new machine or a new thing, you can get a patent for that. That means other people or other companies cannot use or cannot copy you anymore or your idea anymore.
Right.
Unless they buy it.
Unless they buy it from you, you can always sell it. And if it's a really popular thing, make sure you sell it for a lot of money.
Yeah.
Now, McGee only sold her patent for just a small amount of money, only 500 US dollars.
But I think that might have been a lot of money for them back then.
Maybe, but I don't know.
I would have gone more.
Yeah, I think she could have done very well in her life if she had sold it for more. Okay, well, we're out of time for today, so we're going to go to our For You chat next. We'll see you in a second.
For You chat.
All right, so our For You chat question for today is, what is your favorite board game and why do you like it?
Well, I know there are a lot of new cool board games out these days, but to be honest, I kind of like the board games I used to play when I was young. Mm. And one of my favorites was Trivial Pursuit. Actually, it still is one of my favorites. It's called Trivial Pursuit, and it's a quiz game. Now, I love doing quizzes. I know that kind of sounds like I'm a nerd, but I love learning new knowledge and trying to guess and trying to show everyone that I know more than them in my board games. So.
Ah, this reminds me of another game called Cranium.
Yes.
Have you heard that one?
Very similar to that one. That one has more, it has like drawing and dancing and stuff like that too. That's a good game. Yeah. What about you?
I liked playing Monopoly when I was younger because I always won with my little brother.
Right.
I used to like to play a game called Life.
Oh, that one was really fun.
Yeah. And then, of course, this is not really counted as a board game, but I did like Twister. I thought that was really funny.
That was a fun game,
too. That was a really fun game.
You know, I used to make giant Twisters. I would go get stickers, blue, red, green, and yellow stickers, and I'd paste them on a big tarp, and we just play a gigantic game of Twister.
That's actually really smart.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right, so you guys can think about it. What is your favorite board game, and why do you like it? But that's all the time that we have for today. Don't forget to stick to day two, where we learn a little bit more about Monopoly as well. But that's all the time we have, so see you guys soon. Bye-bye.
The Lost Message of Monopoly. In Monopoly, a player's goal is to buy as much valuable land as they can. This way, they can tax other players until their competitors go bankrupt. The winning player usually starts rolling in money while the other players lose everything. However, the original version of the game had a much different aim. The first Monopoly game was patented by American Elizabeth McGee in 1904. She called it the Landlord's Game, and it came with two sets of rules. Under the Prosperity set of rules, rent on undeveloped land went to the public treasury. This money provided players with free railroads and free college. What's more, players could only collect rent if they developed property on their land. The game was won when a player was able to double their finances. The second set of rules could be used to play the Monopolist version of the game. These rules are similar to the ones we know today. That's because these are the only rules game company Parker Brothers included when it bought McGee's patent and started producing the game. Vocabulary Review.
Valuable. This is a very valuable painting. It's worth about 30 million NT dollars. Tax. The government taxes individuals. That's why you have to pay it some of your income. competitor. Eddie felt nervous about his boxing match when he saw how big his competitor was. Prosperity. After the country's economy improved, it experienced years of prosperity. Rent. This apartment looks great, but I can't afford its high rent. College. Kate and Corey are going to attend the same college after they graduate from high school.